Welcome to the Married and Naked podcast. I'm Tammy, founder of the blog Married and Naked, life coach and speaker.
And I'm Joel, TV host, motivational speaker, and the guinea pig to the lessons you're about to learn.
We're high school sweethearts married over 2 decades, and we're on a mission to help you create the marriage you desire and deserve. Let's get naked. Welcome to the Married and Naked podcast. I'm so happy to have you here with us today. How are you doing today, Joel?
Well, if I'm being honest, I feel like I'm a little kid right now because before we turn these mics on, you've been saying, do this, do that, don't do that, don't bump the mic, don't move too much, put my phone down. I'm sorry, that sounds terrible.
Okay, can we just like, Joel never stops moving. And I am the one that edits the podcast. So I am constantly editing out his movements, his hits of the mic, his hand movements, knocking things down. Yeah, so I definitely need you to be still. And I know that's very difficult for you doing that, especially for like a half an hour or so like we do on this podcast. But
here's the thing, though. If you're doing your job incredibly, which I know you are because you're editing, it sounds awesome how it ends up, then people don't, they're not going to believe you because they just hear a perfect podcast. They don't know how much I move, how many times I hit the mic, how often I'm doing anything. So I don't know. They may think that you're not being truthful.
Which... I have faith that they believe me. Today we are going to be tackling tip number 2 for breaking down bedroom barriers. How are you feeling about this topic, Joel?
I'm trying to delay and defer and push off as much as possible because this kind of stuff does make me squirm. So
Getting vulnerable, talking about sex to the world yes. makes you squirm. I don't know why that is.
Yes. I think the reason why I'm a little shy or uncomfortable talking about this subject publicly is because, you know, I've been a public figure for like 20 years now, a TV host and, you know, educator. I've done thousands of programs where I'm talking nonstop, sharing everything. So for me, this one's kind of one of those like little, like wrapped up candies that I get to keep for myself, for you and I. And so I've always kind of kept this one under the lock, you know, like I share everything else. I talk about everything else and all the other things, but not this one. This is the one I've always kind of kept because it's yours and mine. Mm-hmm. But I totally understand this process of what we are doing and how it helps so many other people. So I'm getting over myself to... Mm-hmm. Open that candy up to share with, you know, hopefully can help what I hope can help other people.
I love it. I'm so glad you are. All right. Well, we're constantly moving forward and getting you out of your comfort zone.
So I'm going to knock the mic so many times
don't
today.
Don't you dare.
I'm going to see
still.
How much
Sit
editing
on your
you
hands.
Be able to make.
Okay. Oh. So today, like I said, is tip number 2 for breaking down bedroom barriers. I hope you listened to tip number 1 because that is a very foundational aspect of these 6 tips that we're going to be talking about over the course of the next handful of episodes for breaking down bedroom barriers. So I think that that's an important one to go back to lay the foundation. We're going to move on to tip number 2 today. And tip number 2 is transparent communication. And I want you to hang on through our discussion of this because towards the end, I'm going to give you 3 ideas of how to improve communication when it comes to talking about sex with your partner. But now that we have a good foundation of acceptance from our first podcast episode on this topic, it's time to begin to really open the floodgates of communication with each other. Because in order to really break down the bedroom barriers, you need to practice talking about sex and talking about it often. And our whole talk at the beginning of this might make people think that you're uncomfortable talking about sex in general, Joel.
That was a cute little toss and hook.
It laid up perfectly.
It did lay up. Wow. People are going to think we planned that.
And is that true?
Did we plan this? Or
no. Is that true that you're uncomfortable talking about it in general?
Absolutely not. I feel like that one of the things that we do... I'm so proud of us is that we are very open about this topic with each other.
Right. And that's something that we've worked on for years and years and years and years. And we've it's taken a tremendous amount of work to get to where we are today and really being able to open up about things. And I really am often surprised when I talk to people about the struggles that they're having in the bedroom and I'll ask them if they have talked to their spouse about it. And oftentimes the answer is no. And the truth is, if you want to improve your sex life, communication is king, right? You hear that all the time, just in general, but specifically on this subject, really the number one way to improve is to really break down communication with each other.
Yeah. I mean, when I think back to our ebb and flow of, you know, beginning to when we were had our troubles years ago, to any time we find ourselves in a struggle in the bedroom or with our sex life, it really is because we're just not sharing with each other or exploring with each other what we need from each other or what we need for one another. I hope that made sense, but it's really, it goes back to, we just haven't talked enough, or, well, you don't know that I'm needing or wanting or liking this. And I don't know that you're needing, wanting, or liking that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Gottman Institute says that couples that have good open communication about sex have better sex. And that makes total sense to me, right? But the truth is, the hard reality of this is sex is hard to talk about.
Well, for me out loud, yes, in a podcast world where other people are going to do, yes, but to you, heck no.
But for many, many couples, it is. And was it hard for us to talk about in the early years of our marriage?
Certainly in the beginning, it was a challenge. As we started our journey, we realized that we were coming from different backgrounds of how we were raised and how this topic of sex was discussed in the family. Mm-hmm. And for me, my parents were very open, I could ask, I can say anything, and I would get an answer without a judgment, or the judgment didn't feel like a judgment. I just, you know, was asking, whereas you, I'll let you share your side.
Right. Sex was not talked about in our house at all. It just wasn't. It wasn't brought up in any way, and I didn't find myself with a comfort to ask any questions. I just kind of figured things out on my own, or I would ask my friends. So yes, we definitely came from very different backgrounds, which is really important to think about when thinking about the comfort level of talking about such topics with a partner.
So you take those backgrounds of me being totally comfortable talking about and asking anything, and you just not having any discussion, and you bring those into a marriage.
Yeah. So I came in feeling very uncomfortable talking about it.
Whereas I was, you know, I would be like, I would just talk about anything. And yeah. It's not that you were, I don't feel like you ever tried to shut me down or.
No, just me personally, I felt uncomfortable with the subject. So the hard reality is sex is hard to talk about, and it's hard to talk about oftentimes as a couple in a relationship. It's incredibly personal. It can feel very awkward. It can be embarrassing. It highlights insecurities. So oftentimes we tiptoe around things for fear of rocking the boat or hurting feelings. And oftentimes when couples talk with each other about sex, it's kind of vague or indirect. So issues aren't really directly tackled, and things will often go unresolved, causing challenges in the bedroom or a disconnect in the bedroom. So we run into a problem when we want to improve intimacy, but we struggle to communicate about it.
Most relationships have a individual in it that has a higher sex drive than the other. I mean, you would imagine that's pretty much a given. So I happen to be that one in our relationship. And so for me to express and to share and to discuss what I want takes an enormous amount of communication skills and practice.
But those were not things that we talked about in the beginning. Those were things that we kind of tiptoed around, that you were afraid of bothering me with what you said, and I was afraid of sharing what I was feeling. And it took a tremendous amount of work to really be able to open up to where we are today. And I feel like we don't have barriers when it comes to communication right now. But I know in the beginning, or in all those early years, that was definitely not the case.
When you said what you just said, that we don't have barriers of communication, it literally feels like, you know, we earned it.
Yes.
I mean, we've earned that statement. Mm-hmm. To you not to feel less of who you are because of who you are and however you're, whatever you need in the bedroom, and for me to not feel less or shamed of whoever I am and what I need in the bedroom, to work that out as a couple and to be on the same page as a couple. We worked hard to break those barriers down.
Yeah, and a lot of that came down to acceptance, which is what we were talking about in the first round of these tips. And in order to get there, that really comes down to some very open and transparent and honest communication.
Not easy.
No, it's not easy. It's a lot of work, not overnight, either. We all know having a healthy, happy marriage is a lot of work, and having a healthy, happy sex life is a lot of work. But hopefully it's work done that is worth it. And in our case, it definitely has been true. And I feel like the more we are able to communicate it, the more we dive deep, the deeper and deeper we go into our talks about it, the better and better our own personal intimacy becomes. And the truth is, we all want and deserve a good sex life. We deserve good sex with our partners. So I'm declaring, let's commit together to taking back our sexual power and start talking about it with each other. Talking about sex will not only improve your sex life, as I was just sharing, it has done with Joel and I, but it will improve your connection with each other and your intimacy with each other, because connection and intimacy aren't just about sex. It's about so, so much more. If you're really looking and longing for connection, communication is going to significantly improve that. And it really helps build a sense of closeness. I feel that with us, that the more we can talk about it, the closer I feel with you. The more understood and heard I feel in the subject, the closer I feel.
Without a doubt. I mean, I kind of forgot we were doing a podcast today. And earlier this morning, we went for a walk. You know, we're on a walk. And of course, we got on the topic of sex. I personally felt after we were done with that walk, and, you know, I just, anytime we talk about it, I totally feel love and connect, and nothing, you know, nothing physical happened. It's just, we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, going over, I don't even remember what we were talking about at this moment, but I remember it's just, oh man, I love it. I love how close, like you just said, it makes me feel to you.
Definitely. So I want to share with you three ways to improve sexual communication with your partner, because we were talking about how difficult it is for many, many couples, as it was for us, to talk about these topics. It feels very awkward, and you don't often know where to start, is a lot of what I've heard from women. So I want to give you a few ideas of how to start that communication, or how to get to communication with them. And like I said, the couples who talk about sex have better sex. So let's work on our communication. And the first idea I want to share with you is the idea of speaking with a loving tongue, because something to really consider is how you speak to your partner about sex. Asking yourself, is it in a critical tone? Does it encourage communication? Or does it shut down and hurt feelings? Because criticism is a detriment to a happy, healthy sex life. If you're battling words that didn't feel good, it can really shut down sexual desire and sexual responses.
Without a doubt. I mean, that you're so right. Like when I feel like heard the most and understood the most is when you're sweet and you're, it comes from an understanding, whether or not it's critical, like you're trying to give me constructive criticism.
Constructive criticism is different than criticism, than being critical of somebody.
I think I'm so blessed. You're very, very incredible at constructive criticism, and I'm not nearly as good as you are.
Well, I think figuring out the ways to say things in a more constructive way is challenging sometimes, because maybe our go-to is to criticize. But the idea is to pull those thoughts and those words back before they're said and before they can really hurt, and think about how you can restructure them. It's important to remember that each of our sexual histories, as we mentioned before, our desires, our needs, our wants, are all different. Everybody is so very different, and that it's okay. And we really need to work at coming from a place of respect of all those differences when we're talking to each other about sex. Respect has to be at the forefront in being able to communicate. And one of the ways to do that is to give praise for the things you really like and be gentle and kind with the things that you don't. So instead of saying, well, I hate it when you do that to me, you might say, the way you were kissing me on my neck, it was so hot. I'd like to have more of that. So really trying to think about how you can emphasize the things that you do like or the things that do feel good and being gentle with the things that don't. Thinking about how you can reward things, because if you think for yourself, if somebody criticizes you or says something that feels disrespectful, what is going to be your response to that? Is it going to be a positive response? Are you going to think, oh, let me think about how I can do that better? Or are you going to get defensive and it's going to end up maybe in a conflict or an argument, or you're going to shut down because it didn't feel good what was said? So if you think about your own response of how you might respond to those words and it's not positive, then you might want to restructure what you're saying so that it can be received better. Do you know what I'm saying there?
Yeah. Add the fact that we're talking about the most personal thing,
yes,
in a relationship.
Yeah.
The most intimate, the most personal thing in a relationship. And you could see why so many people, I mean, just how you just described that, it's crystal clear why so many people have such a hard time talking about this subject to each other.
Right. And, you know, ideally, if you're in a marriage, you love each other just as we do. And the idea of saying something that I think might hurt your feelings is not somewhere I want to go. So I might avoid it altogether. So I think it is really valuable to think about, well, what can you say? What do you feel comfortable? Or how can you reward it so that it's a way where it can be received in a positive way, in a positive light, rather than in you're doing it all wrong kind of way.
Yeah, for sure.
The second suggestion here is to really let go of, this goes hand in hand with what we're just saying, but really letting go of your defenses when you're talking about sex with each other. And I know this is something that may not feel natural in any way and is extremely difficult to do, but you have to keep in mind that the idea of talking about sex is not to take things personally, but rather to learn more about your partner and to work on ways together to improve your sex life. And one of the ways to do that is to let go of that sense of that everything that you tell me, I'm going to take it personally, because that's not going to really open the doors for allowing more conversation. It's not going to open the doors for growth. So it's having the idea that when you share something with me, then I can take it as, okay, well, that's something that I can work on improving in order to make you feel better, in order to improve our sex life, in order to be more connected. And I know that that's really, really hard to do because, as you said, sex is the most personal thing there is. There's a lot of feelings that we all have, a lot of history, a lot of stuff that goes into our sexual makeup. So to be able to lay that down is really challenging. But I think that goes back to respect. And if there is a respectful conversation going on between the two, then it's much easier to lay those things down and to have a real good heart to heart. Just because your wife may not like something you do or your husband may not like something you do, it doesn't mean you're a bad lover, right? It just means there's room for growth. And one thing that Joel and I have really learned is that there's always room for growth. Always.
Yeah, certainly, when we're talking about letting go of defenses, it's an easy statement to make. It's a very hard thing to put in practice, mm-hmm, especially in the bedroom.
For sure.
I mean, this, I think, was to understand this and to really put this into practice for me was probably the biggest shift for us. And I'm speaking for me, but it was to realize that I don't need to be defensive. Mm-hmm. I need to be more understanding. It's true. I'm not trying to put you on a pedestal, but you are like, you're incredible. You're like the most, and I tell you that all the time. I know, but now I'm telling it to you out there, but you really have such an understanding of needs of others. It's not just me. I mean, that's just who you are. You're built that way. That's why you're so successful doing this. You understand the needs of others, especially me. Mm-hmm. You really have an understanding for my needs. And when I think it really like just kicked into high gear is when I realized that, man, I need to do the same thing. I need to lay my defenses down and be better understanding for you.
And moving on to the suggestion number three is to really create opportunities to talk about sex, because as we're saying, it's awkward, it's uncomfortable, you don't even know where to begin. So it's really creating opportunities. And first of all, creating them outside of the bedroom. I don't think that if you need to have a deep conversation about something that you're not liking, I don't think doing it in the middle of a session or session. In the middle of your intimacy or whatever is necessarily the right time to have those conversations. I think it's good to have those conversations outside of the bedroom. I think you feel less vulnerable when you're in the middle of it. You're probably less likely to take things personally than when you're in the middle of it. So I think they're very important to have those conversations, but maybe think about timing. Is this a good time? You know, is this going to hurt a little bit more? Are we extra vulnerable because of whatever this timing is? And create opportunities outside of it, you know. And one of the ways that Joel and I have done this is on our date nights, we would ask each other, or we still do, ask each other sexy questions. And it really opens the doors to talk about all kinds of things, right? What's your favorite fantasies? Like, we ask all these fun questions, and we do it timing where we're, you know, we have a glass of wine and we're chilling and we're just going to have a fun conversation about sex, and we're going to learn more about each other. And I really think that delving into those kinds of fun questions regularly have really opened a lot of doors of conversation for us and really helped us connect so much more in that area.
I love sexy date night questions. They're like, it's like my favorite thing. It really is. It's gotten to be where I'm always saying, hey, can you make more? Can you write more, Tam? Because they're just,
He's saying make more because I have a printable on the website called 20 Sexy Date Night Questions, which we've asked each other multiple times. So I haven't made more sexy ones. So we often find ourselves going online and just looking for random questions maybe other people have created. But you can certainly find mine. I'll put it in the podcast descriptions to get you started in a great conversation and break them up. You know, how to do 10 one night or 5 one night and 5 another, and really open up the conversation. I think one of the most important things, though, when you're doing that is to make sure that you've set up kind of a rule and that answers are not judged in any way, that they're just shared. It's not an opportunity to judge any answers. It's just an opportunity to share and be open and to learn more about each other and to grow together.
That's what I love about it. It's I'm learning more insight to you, you're learning more insight to me, and you just said the magic word. It's not about judgment. It's mm-hmm. about being honest and helping with communication, which is exactly what you're talking about here.
Yes. So just a recap, three ways to improve sexual communication with your partner: speak with a loving tongue, let go of defenses, and create opportunities to talk. And that's going to wrap tip number two for breaking down bedroom barriers. Thank you so much, Joel. This was a fun one to talk about and one so important, another foundational tool that is invaluable in breaking down those bedroom barriers. And over the next handful of episodes, we'll be sharing with you for more tips. And in the meantime, we would love it if you would take a minute to give us a review. You want to give us a 5-star review? Hey, we're not going to be mad about that. And just remember that that helps us get to more people. It helps us be viewed more. So it really does hold a tremendous amount of value for us in getting those reviews from you. So we would appreciate that. And until next time, thank you for being here with us on the Married Naked Podcast. Take care, everybody.